kind of one of those traditions here on the show where, you know, if you have a circumstance with a person and you just don't get a name or number, so what do? Well, you have to go to the internet to try to find them again.
Do a little typey-typey, send out a little love note into the universe. We'll find it, bring it to life, maybe you'll connect.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Ladies first.
Sure.
This is titled Cat Food Man, Woman for Man.
Oh, okay.
I was taking the bus after work the other day when I seen you get on. You was tall and skinny with a scruff and carrying a couple grocery bags.
Oh.
Just a couple strangers on an empty bus. We both smile at each other. You have all your teeth, too, so that's a plus.
All right.
You sat across from me, and I liked what I saw.
Hey there.
This was the beginning. This was beginning to look like a scene from one of those books people read.
That's very general.
I've heard of this reading that people do.
And these so-called books.
And then I saw you reach into one of your bags and pull out a can, brandish a fork from your pocket. I love a man who has manners. Put a napkin on your lap, pop the top, and dig in.
Wow.
I thought it might be a can of tuna. But on closer inspection, it was indeed a can of cat food.
Oh.
You must have been hungry. I got to be honest. I've never tried cat food before, and I was raised not to judge.
Wow.
You polished that thing off and reached for another can.
Wow.
Before you were able to dig in, the bus reached my stop, and I had to get off.
Oh.
There was something about your look, your manners, and your love of cats that got me going. I like that, and I'd like to see you again.
Okay.
Tell me the brand of cat food you were feasting on so I know it's you.
Oh, wow. What a...
Like the brand is really going to set it apart.
Know,
you can't just
right?
say, hey,
were
you were the guy
eating cat food on the bus?
Eating cat food on the bus. I was the only other one on there.
Oh, shoot. It was a scene right out of one of those books that people read.
Right out of one of those things they call books.
Yep. It's...
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I, as man for woman, titled Your Drink in My Sea Monkey Village. All right. It was the end of the night. We had vibed, and we wound up back at my place for a nightcap.
Oh, wow.
I had outpunted the coverage. You were smoking. We were in the living room, ice clinking in our drinks. Your lips glistening in the dim candlelight. A soft scent of fine perfume. A silent thunderstorm of desire.
Well, it's like he's writing one of those books that people read.
Right.
You know?
Then you did the unimaginable.
Yeah?
You poured the rest of your vodka and seven into the small plastic aquarium where my sea monkeys live.
Why are we doing that?
How were you to know? Nonetheless, I panicked, but tried to look calm.
Uh-huh.
You slid down the zipper of your slinky black dress, but I had one eye on the sea monkey village as the vodka infused their magical little world.
Oh, no. They're in danger.
You were tossing back your long silky hair, but I couldn't turn away from the turmoil my sea monkeys were now experiencing.
Oh, wow.
Stumbling drunk through their little sea monkey village.
Oh, no.
Singing fireworks. Loud and off key, yelling, I love you, man. Down the streets of Sea Monkey Village.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow, that's a lot.
As you could tell, I was distracted.
Yeah.
I couldn't focus on you, and you got frustrated and left. Can I get a do-over?
Yes, and next time, please don't poison my sea monkey village with your vodka.
Making all my little sea monkey villagers drunk.
That little
singing,
scene, though.
Singing fireworks at the top of their lungs.
Yeah. That's probably exactly what they were doing.
Probably what they were doing. Okay. Poor guys.
So I mean, just when I thought he had like an actual chance, because there was actual interaction between those two.
Yeah, I mean, they were sealing the deal.
Exactly. It was a step ahead of where most of these are.
Well, whether you see the man of your dreams eating cat food on a bus, like a scene out of one of those books that people read.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe you almost hit a home run with a nice lady who happened to drunken your sea monkey village.
Oh, dang. That is precarious. I'm hoping the sea monkeys are okay. We still don't have a closure on that.
Yeah. It can be one thing and one thing only, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
Hashtag save the sea monkeys.
Hashtag cat food.